Aircheckdownloads.com.
I think I was as deep as that, that voice just then, when I read the 6 o'clock news this morning. I have this rule. I don't, the night before, I don't necessarily do a, you know, have a little drinky. I keep it on the level, that kind of thing, and I certainly did yesterday. Even after 2 cups of coffee, I managed to be that deep when saying, it's 6 o'clock. BBC Radio Humberside, good morning to you. It is Bank Holiday Monday with me, James, here until 10 o'clock this morning. On our wide awake happy club of people up and about, thank you very much to Sue. Says, it's you. Good morning. Thank you. Sue, have a great day. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for getting in touch via Twitter. We heard from Faye Tozer about an hour ago on the programme. Faye Tozer from Steps. Thank you to Helen, who says, Steps, God tier level. Helen's a fan. Thank you, Helen. Nice to hear from you. And thank you as well to Polly, who sent me an email. Says, morning, James. She's enjoying the programme. Yesterday, a surprise visit from my daughter and granddaughter. We also were impressed by the GM. Now, something I mentioned earlier on, that the paper company, the paper mill, GF Smith, employs a lot of people around here, based in Hull, in Wincombe Lee. If, for geography terms, it's quite close to the Whalebone, the pub, if you are aware of such places. Well, they've got this installation called Portal, and it's on Humber Street in Hull at the minute, part of the Freedom Festival, and it's well worth going to see. They're just the way it's put together, all these shades, all the different shades and tones of colours that they use, and many of those colours used by some very top brands. And another reminder, I think, of the things you might not necessarily expect are made around here. And all these top companies come to this paper company in Hull. And Polly says, I remember some years ago they had an exhibition in the same building, and I'm sure it was called City, and it was during City of Culture. Now, it was, and I'll tell you the reason why, because I actually talked to somebody from GF Smith about this yesterday when I was having a nosy, and it was all around the colours that they generate. They come up with the country's favourite colour, and it was a colour called Mars Green, which they still produce to this day, and they made lots of things like T-shirts, and there was a bike you could buy as well with this colour, and it was tied into all of that. Anyway, Polly continues, this morning we are popping in for a coffee and a cake before heading to Hertfordshire. We all enjoyed the Middle Child and Beats Bus performance at the open air stage yesterday at the Amphitheatre. I caught that actually yesterday. Good to see Middle Child working with Steve Arnott from the Beats Bus. Michael Harry was a shipwright and worked on the dock during the war and was repairing the bomb damaged ships. It was good to explain why I love sitting at the same place looking at all of those with all of those walls to my granddaughter and also great uncle. Have a good day, James. Well, Polly, likewise, have a good day. Enjoy your trip to Hertfordshire as well. Safe journey. Nice to have you listening. Thank you. If you are listening this morning and you fancy a mention on BBC Radio Humberside, why not drop me a text? You can do it. 81333, WhatsApp 08000 321333. Start your messages with the letters RH.
Hi, I'm your smart speaker.
Hello.
Want to stay up to date throughout your day?
Yes?
For the latest news, sport, and stories from people making a difference where we live, all you need to do is ask me.
Okay.
Hey, Ariana, play BBC News for Humberside.
My name's not Ariana, you dimwit.
To hear the latest update, say play BBC News for Humberside.
Just remember to get my name right.
Oh, sorry, Alyssa.
Oh, forget it.
BBC Radio Humberside.
Aircheckdownloads.com.